My name is Walter Wolfman Washington.
And we're sitting here in your home on Savage Street, about two blocks from the fairgrounds, where Jazz Fest will be resuming for the second weekend in just a few days. You must get a lot of foot traffic, people heading over to the fest. What's that like?
I love it, you know. I love it, you know, being this close to the fairgrounds, you know. And then on this street, this is the main street that they go into the festival. So everybody just passes by.
You ever sit out on the front step and watch the festival goers on their way?
Sometime, but you know, sometime I have to stay inside.
It gets to be a little much.
You get bothered so much, you know, everybody, oh, you stay there?
Uh-huh,
oh,
yeah.
Then you get some that they don't want to leave.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind talking, but I, you know, just some of them, they too tipsy. You know, they be out there, you know.
And you're going to be out playing at the fest this coming weekend, right? Weekend number two.
I'm out there Friday with Irene Sage at the Blues Tent. And Saturday, I'm at the Lanyap stage with Joe Crown and Russell Batiste. And Sunday, I'm back at the Blues Tent with my band.
And you've got a couple of different recording projects that are in the works right now. Can you tell me something about those?
Well, right now, I'm working on a funk CD, different kind of funk that I've, you know, thought about. And also, I'm trying to, I'm going to do a Christmas CD.
Really?
Of, you know, traditional Christmas songs that I really would like to do, because I've been wanting to do something like that for years, you know. But.
Is that something you've ever done in your live show? Or is this a new direction for you?
I do a couple of them every now and then around that time.
Which ones?
Bells Will Be Ringing, and Christmas Comes Just Once a Year.
You have any original Christmas songs you might be putting on the record?
You know what? I'm going to tell you. I haven't really tried to record an original one. But, you know, you just gave me an idea. Yeah, I'm going to think about doing something. I got time, because I'm not going to record that till around September. And right now, me and Joe and Russell just completed a CD, a brand new CD.
It's Joe Crown and Russell Batiste.
Yeah, it's called Soul Understanding.
Is that S-O-L-E or S-O-U-L?
S-O-U-L. Yeah, we just got together and just started mapping it out and stuff. Some of them, a couple of them is stuff that I do, you know, that I used to do for Johnny Guitar Watson. And a couple of songs that I've done that is original songs. We combined them all together and just, you know.
And that one's out already.
Yeah. Yes, we did the preview today at Music Factory.
Right, you just wrapped that up a few minutes ago, right?
Yeah, we had a chance to let them know, you know, what songs is on the CD and how we play together. Because we've been together, I think, going on 3 years now. Each year it gets better and better because, you know, a lot of musicians don't have conversations on the bandstand. They just be up there playing.
How did you first get together with Joe and Russell?
Well, that came up after Gatemouth passed away. Because Joe was Gatemouth's organ player for many years. And me and Gate was real tight. We always, you know, to me he was like the shepherd that I needed to get me to understand why I chose guitar. And me and Joe met, and when Gate passed away, Joe approached me and said, hey man, I want to start a group. Are you interested? You know. I said, I don't know, let me check and see what you want. Talk about it. He said, well, you know, I got Russell Batiste playing drums for me with me, you know, so it'd be just the three of us. I said, oh. And it brought me back to the time when I was playing at the Dewdrop way back in the 60s, when the Dewdrop Inn was really popping. You know, that was the only black nightclub uptown, which they had little small ones, but not like that one. The Dewdrop had all kinds of big artists. We started developing this certain kind of communicational thing. All right, Russell might play a certain thing on his drums. Joe might play a certain thing. I might play a certain thing. But we were so attentive to one another. You know, we would hear each thing. And so we started feeding on each other with that. You know, oh, if Russell hears something, or Joe, I'll hear something. We'll feed on it. And it seemed like it just made us started coming more closer to understanding how we play as musicians. It really, now we've been together 3 years. We're gonna cut, what, 3 albums? You know, this is the third one.
So you'll be playing 3 times at Jazz Fest this weekend. What was the first Jazz Fest you played at?
Oh man, I think it was the second year.
Was that 71?
Something like that, bro. In that area, you know. At that time, they wasn't paying much. And at that time, you know, they was only having local acts in it, you know.
And you've obviously played a lot of years since then. What do you like about the vibe at Jazz Fest as compared to regular shows that you do?
I love the vibe. They're great. They're really great. You know, since I've been, it's just been like overwhelming because I have saw where the crowd is like all you can see is more people. You know, and that, and everybody just be having fun, you know, and stuff. And it's just been wonderful. I've enjoyed every moment. And this year is the only year out this whole time I've been playing Jazz Fest that I'll be out there 3 days with Irene Sage on Friday, Joe Crown and Russell on Saturday, and then with my band on Sunday.
Well, Walter, thanks so much for having me over.
Well, sure, my friend. I enjoy talking with you.
And good luck at the fest this weekend.
I'll enjoy it. As long as it don't rain.